May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today is actually called Betrayal Wednesday, because it was when Judas first went to the Pharisees to try to arrange a deal to betray Jesus. I think one of the ways that we betray the gospel and betray our own experience of all that we have in Christ is by giving in to judgment and complaining. And so in this, as we move more and more to the cross, and we want to see what it is that Jesus did on the cross, he crucified the old man, the old person who's controlled by things like judging and complaining. We don't have to beg for God to set us free. He did that at the cross. We just have to lay down and give to him what he's already taken. Acknowledge that he died for that. He took that. That's not who I am anymore. But this passage of scripture, I want to look at this in Philippians. But it says some really amazing things. It says that basically what the scripture says is this. In God's eyes, every other sin. Now think of how some horrible sins compared to the sin of judging others is like a speck. Because the scripture says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. It says, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is imperfect. And in another gospel, it explains it by saying, be merciful, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. And so on this Betrayal Wednesday, the word for us is that we can betray our own conversion. We can betray our own new birth. We can betray our own new creation by being people who give in to lack no mercy, who judge others, and who complain. He says here that it may be true that you find something in a person's life that's disagreeable to you. Then he says, therefore, since you are without sin, you should be the first one to throw a stone at them. No, he doesn't say that, does he? He says, here's the deal. So maybe you can help them in that area, but it's a speck in their eye. And it requires delicate surgery. But if you have an attitude towards them and complain about them and judge them, then you have a beam. That sin is so big to God. It's like a beam in your eye. Let me just say this to you. You can't perform the delicate surgery to remove a speck out of someone else's eye if you're blinded by the beam of judgment and no mercy. Also, you can be sure that if you have critical things to say about someone and you're judging them, you have an attitude towards them, you can be sure that your evaluation of what's going on isn't correct, because you have a beam in your eye, and a person who's half blind or mostly blind doesn't see correctly. There's something else going on there that you can't see because you're so busy judging. Jesus said, and Paul said, that before he was a new creation, he used to recognize people certain ways, but now as a new creation, he recognizes no one just according to the flesh. He never sees anyone just based on what their flesh does or doesn't do. If that's what you do, if that's what I do, then you're blind. And you can't help that person. You can only stand back and judge them. But you have to understand, God says the measure by which you measure is the measure that's going to be measured you. If you require people around you to be perfect for you to be okay with them, then God requires the same thing of you. And understand, if you're judging someone because you see something, a speck in their eye, again, you're not discerning correctly what's really going on. There's more to it than what you see. And God is much more grieved about your self-righteous sin of judgment than he is about what this person's doing that's upsetting you. That's heavy stuff. But that's big boy, big girl Christianity. If you're going to walk it out to be a new creation in Christ, if you're going to participate in this new life that is the life of Jesus, that's the life of Jesus. And so, Philippians 2. Now hear me, because this could be a life changer for some. Philippians chapter 2 says this. Isn't it interesting? It's going to be interesting how this is, he's going to say that this is the great qualifier. This is the great thing that identifies a light in the world. He says, do all things without grumbling and complaining. Wow. Do most things unless people do stuff that aggravate you. without grumbling and complaining. It's not what he says. It's not what he says. So what is he speaking this? This is an expression of Christlikeness. This is what Christlikeness looks like. Do all things without grumbling and complaining. Are you a complainer? That comes from a heart that's a judging heart. So just complaining about everything, complaining about people all the time because they don't do right, don't act right, don't say it right. He says, do all things without grumbling or complaining, that you may prove yourself to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. If you have a tendency to judge, if you're always complaining about people and what they do or don't do, that's a form of judging. You can't sing the song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine," because it ain't shining. It puts the light out. That you do not do all things without grumbling or complaining, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you have showed up to be a light in the world. I love it when the Lord speaks stuff like this to me, because it gives me the privileged opportunity to repent. Because I know that whenever I repent of something, I've simply opened the opportunity for me to experience a greater slice of the abundant life that's mine in Christ. Because this is the life that Jesus lives. I want that. I don't want the life I live. It's not my story. It's not my life. He's my life. It has got nothing to do with your personality type. Nothing. Jesus has all personality types. But if pride, there have been times in my life when I've allowed pride or insecurity about my own identity rob me from hearing truth that ouches. I wanted to defend myself. I want to go, yeah, but you don't understand what this person did or what this person does. I want to go, well, aren't you glad that Jesus understands what you do and what you don't do? Because if he had an attitude towards you like you have towards them, you'd be in real trouble. It's not what Christ is. I don't recognize anybody according to the flesh. Pride and insecurity, which is the other side of pride, because you don't know your identity, is the greatest thief of all. Because it robs you from repenting. And repentance is that constant bridge that allows you to experience Christlikeness in your life, to grow into the fullness of Jesus. This is really an important word. Because that person who complains all the time, that person who judges all the time, that person who nurtures attitudes all the time, that person was crucified on the cross. Jesus killed that person. That person, Jesus says, I'm not going to try to renovate that person. I've killed that person. What Jesus is saying is what you need is death and resurrection. That you've been raised up, not with me, like he's raised up, you're raised. You've been raised up in him. And the life that he lives is not one of judging. It's not one of complaining, murmuring. And there's freedom in that. Nothing is more freeing than the ability to love people who are on the same journey that you're on. Because then you're able to help them. Then you're going to pray for them rightly. Then you're going to see correctly. Oh, I see a speck, and so I'm going to pray for that speck. But you don't see it with judgment and complaining, because, Lord, you know how many specks I got. You just see it different. You see through the eyes of Christ. It's living from Christ instead of trying to live for Christ. Isn't it funny how we don't want Jesus to put performance on us, but we demand performance from everybody else? Don't do that, because Jesus will use things, what you sow, you'll reap. He'll use things to hold you accountable, to bring you to repentance, because the measure by which you measure others, he's going to hold you accountable. You set the standard, and therefore he's going to hold you accountable to be that perfect standard until you realize he's the standard, and you can let go of all that nonsense. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.